Good morning. I would like to invite all of our young people to come up, and our young at heart, anyone who would like to sit up front with me while we talk a little bit. Come in a little closer and talk to each other. Morning. How are you all? Good. So I want to talk a little bit about the readings that we just heard, okay? So Jesus is with his followers, and he's been teaching them, and he just finished teaching them about all of the blessings of the kingdom of God, right? And then he sits with them, and I'm sort of sitting up on top of a mountaintop like this with all of his people surrounding him, and they're just talking, and he says a really funny thing. He tells them why they're here. Does anyone remember what he said? He says, let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt. You're here to be salt. Is that a weird thing to say? You're here to be salt. Are any of you salt? No. Do you know what it means to be salt? Very good. Do you think Jesus wants us to literally turn into salt? No, that would be strange. What does it mean to be salty? I never knew that, but that's a big word these days with younger people, that salty means to be kind of grumpy, in a bad mood, angry for no apparent reason. So if you're feeling salty, it means you're not feeling very happy. But I don't think that's what it meant to Jesus, pretty sure. So what does Jesus mean? So what do we know about salt? It's a crystal. It's edible, that's right. Did you know that we need salt for our bodies to work right? Yeah. Right? It's important to our bodies. There's something in it called sodium, and if we don't have salt, our bodies don't work properly. That doesn't mean you can go pouring a ton of salt on your popcorn or your potatoes. We get enough, usually, in our diet. But did you also know that salt helps us in things like baking bread? Right? It helps the bread get lighter and fluffier, and it helps to preserve food, especially back in the old days when they didn't have refrigerators, like when Jesus was walking the earth, right? They used salt to make food so it wouldn't rot. And during Jesus' time, salt was so precious that they used it as currency or money in trade, right? So it has a lot of important purposes. What do we generally use salt for? Food, right? We put it on our food. So, and it's different than other spices. Other spices add a flavor to food. Like last night, I was making tacos for my family, and I put all kinds of spices in the meat, like chili powder and garlic powder and cayenne pepper and paprika and all sorts of things. And they cooked the meat cooked with those things, and it changed the flavor, and they were really spicy. Right? It added a flavor to the meat. And salt doesn't really do that exactly. What salt does is bring out the flavor of the food that we eat. Right? So it's not as bland. It doesn't necessarily add a different flavor. It brings out the flavor, or we say enhances the flavor, so that it tastes better. Jesus said, you are here to be salt. Seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? Without bringing out the flavors, God will be bland and people may not notice God at all. By being salt, how you are in the world, you help to bring out God's rich flavors. Make God more real and tastier. The world knows the flavor of God through you. All right, so I imagine at this point, Jesus' followers looking at him with sort of blank looks on their face, saying, what is he talking about? salt. That doesn't make any sense. So Jesus said, okay, let me put it another way. You are the light of the world to bring out God's colors in the world. So through your light, your very being, people can see God in all God's glory. Right? And he says, I don't want to hide the light. I want to put the hot light on a light pole on the tallest mountain. I want everyone to see your light so that through you, they can know God. Jesus says, keep open house and be generous with your lives. Be generous with your light. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up to God. Jesus wants us to share God with the world, to bring out God's rich flavors and vibrant colors by how we live our lives. Jesus wants us to be flavor enhancers and light shiners, or what we call around here at St. John's, love spreaders, right? Jesus wants you all to have an impact on people's lives by bringing the flavor and the color and love of God into their lives. So how do we do that? Jesus tells us to live by God's law. Do we know what God's law is? God's rule? Does anyone know what God's law is? What does God, Jesus tell us? It's really simple. You just have to remember one word. And I have this hint when Jimmy did his sermon the other day. One thing we need to remember. Love. It's all you have to remember. God's law is love. Love God, love your neighbor as yourselves, and even love your enemies or people you don't like very much. Spread the flavor, light, and love of God throughout the world. Be generous with your lives. Now, the other reading that we listened to, the very first one we listened to, was with a man named Isaiah. And he was talking with God, and God said, this is long before Jesus was even born, God didn't think people were really living by the law. He didn't think people were being loving enough with one another. And God tells people that he wants them to love one another so much that they change the world. He wants them to love so much that they say they break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. That basically means creating a world in which everyone is treated fairly and no one is taken advantage of and no one is hurt. And to do that, he wants all of us to do a few simple things. This is just examples. There's more that you can do, but this is what he talks about. Sharing food with the hungry. Providing shelter for the homeless, putting clothes on people who don't have clothes to wear or warm clothes to wear, and love and care for our families, for one another, to be there for each other. And he says, by doing these things, the light will turn on and the world will be changed. By doing these things, caring for one another, by being flavor enhancers and light shiners and love spreaders, we can change the world. What do we do at St. John's to do some of these things? Do you know? Go ahead.
Tell you about God.
Yeah, and how do we spread God's love into the world? What are some of the things that we do? Coats. We collect coats in the wintertime and give them out to people who don't have warm coats to wear.
Laundry.
We do laundry. We help people with laundry so they have clean things to wear. We have a food cupboard here on campus where we give out food to people who don't have enough food to eat, and we help and support that. We build houses for people, working with Habitat for Humanity, and we welcome everyone who comes in here as members of our family, right? We do all those things and more because that's how we can enhance the flavor of God, shine a light on God, and spread God's love. And we can make the world a better place. And we do that not by literally becoming salt or light, but by showing people love and acceptance just the way Jesus taught us. So I want to ask you all to go out there this week and be salty, right? Be flavor enhancers and light shiners and love spreaders, okay? Amen.